Hello, it's the 8th of February. I'm Steve-O. This is your Bedford News in 100 seconds. Bedford's Town Deal Board has approved four enhancement projects within the town centre worth £11.3 million due to take place by year's end. The areas targeted for renovation include Midland Road between the train and bus stations, enhancement of St Paul's Square into Harper Street, and road improvements in and around the old Greyfriars Police Station building to facilitate upgrades to that property for future residential or commercial use. The chair of Bedford's Town Deal Board, Samantha Laycock, said, "Revitalising these key town centre gateways will enhance our shared vision for people to visit, live, do business in a higher quality environment." A poll consisting of more than 100,000 responses conducted by ilivehere.co.uk has ranked Luton as the worst place to live in the country. Love Luton Chair Lindsay Sweet responded, "We would very much welcome the organisers of the poll to come for a visit just to see how great Luton is." The delay of the new £4.8 million transport interchange has been blamed on a poorly designed layout around Tesco on Stepney Road. The space for buses to turn and exit the bus bays will likely need to be widened at additional costs. A spokesperson for Central Beds Council said, "Once the improvement measures have been completed, we'll announce an opening date." The Borough's Bugs and Bees project, which attempts to increase area biodiversity, has so far been moderately successful in meeting its goal. The scheme, launched in 2020, is designed to attract pollinators and other insects whose numbers have dwindled in recent years. That's all from me today. I'll buzz back tomorrow with your Bedford News updates.